rest of the story. Once upon a time, a new groom brought his new bride to a little cottage beside a quiet lake. He was Walter, she was Gracie, and this, their honeymoon, in more ways than one, was indeed the beginning. The late afternoon shadows were falling softly as Walter carried Gracie across the threshold into the adventure of their new life together. The cottage was Walter's, a cozy hideaway with a porch overlooking Lake Sherwood. Now at last he would share this one special place with that one special person. For 2 days and two nights, the stillness remained unbroken. In the hours of light, they strolled the woods and fished for their supper. At night, they listened as the summer breezes rolled over the lake into the treetops. For 2 days and two nights, it was indeed a haven of dreams, a peaceful first step on a long, blissful journey. But then, the third night, in those eerie moments of pre-dawn dark, a sudden, violent knocking. Gracie came instantly awake, stared up into the gloom, and reached out for Walter. He was in bed beside her, still asleep. For a few seconds, there was nothing, only the wind outside. But then the knocking began again, more violently than before, and it was coming from directly above, from the bedroom ceiling. Frightened, Gracie shook Walter awake. Shortly, the two were sitting upright in bed. The sharp, repeated rapping continued, and Walter smiled. After breakfast, an investigation of the roof above the bedroom confirmed Walter's suspicion. A woodpecker. A little bird had made all of that racket. Walter and Gracie laughed about it, forgot about it, until the next night, before dawn's early light, when the woodpecker returned. Now Walter was upset. He stumbled out of bed. He opened the window. He called out. The woodpecker, unruffled by the harshness of Walter's voice, continued pecking. Perhaps a gunshot would frighten him off. But no, no, Gracie objected. If the bird were accidentally hurt, they would never forgive themselves. And so, day after day, a feathery, red-headed alarm clock roused the honeymooners from their slumber. And, of course, Gracie made friends with the little bird. Each morning she would answer the rapping by rapping back on the bedroom wall, and as she communicated with the bird, it became apparent that the bird had a personality all its own. 53 Augusts had passed since Gracie and Walter's not-so-peaceful honeymoon. For 53 years ago, a little bird came into their lives and changed everything. A brave, stubborn little creature who would not rest until he had been immortalized. You see, Walter was an artist. He had not planned on his wife joining him in that career. But when in August of 1941, Gracie suggested that their noisy visitor would make an excellent subject for a cartoon, Walter agreed, and later it was Gracie who made that character speak. Gracie and Walter have been working together ever since, until his death yesterday at the age of 93. The madcap cartoon character you know from Walter's talented pen and from Gracie's versatile voice lives on. Originally inspired by the obstreperous alarm clock, who happily haunted their honeymoon. In time, that animated character announced itself in 62 countries on television and 72 countries in theaters. But before Walter and Gracie Lentz left their honeymoon cabin 53 years ago, the not-yet celebrity already had a name. Woody. Woody Woodpecker. Now you know the rest of the story.